Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to every aspect of your world. Today we're going to be talking about something that we like to do in stage four, that's connecting to your ideology. And specifically by defining your ideology and putting it into practice. Now, before we get started, we'd like to give a big shout out to our new listeners in Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome aboard. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, you can use the link in the show notes right here. Head on over to the community page and put it in there. Let me know how I can help. Also, if you haven't checked out the book, new book and the album lately, click through the show notes there as well and check that out as well. That is just for you and nicely organizes what we talk about here in the podcast. So let's talk about your ideology. And you would think that having people focus on their ideologies would be a bad thing because it could cause them to behave badly. So in certain countries, including the United States, there's a lot of population kind of stuck in stage five, which is I am my ideology, where your entire definition of self is based on your political ideology or your religious ideology. But you see a lot more often the political ideology being the basis for the definition of self. And this causes a lot of problems. When you're in that stage, and it's actually important that you go through that stage for a little while, you can feel angry and offended more often than you feel anything else. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a good life to me. Obviously to each his own, but so I want to help guide you through this because you have to connect to your ideology. If you don't connect to your ideology, it will control you. It will become the definition of you, and you will live in that angry and offended state. But if you connect, like so many things, if you connect with it, really connect with your ideology, then it puts you in the driver's seat. And this is such a common theme, right? If something's controlling you, you need to connect with it. If something's making you miserable, you need to connect with it. Even if it's not, you need to connect with it to make sure that it won't make you miserable. And that's what we're doing here today. So your ideology is nothing more than a set of values, rules, beliefs, or ideas that you use to make decisions, right? Your ideology is something you use to make decisions with through the day. You have to have one psychologically. You have to have an ideology just to be able to make choices during the day. So it's not a bad thing. It's actually a really important thing to have an ideology. But let's talk about the details of that. So every decision you make, if not based on emotion or subconscious beliefs, are ultimately based on your ideology. And your ideology can be a very emotional thing, and it might be hard to distinguish between whether or not the root of your choice is ideological or emotional, because ideologies can be so emotional. And it's okay for emotions and ideology to mix a little bit for now. That's fine. At this point, the task is to focus on defining your ideology and putting it into practice in your life. But I'm going to have you define your ideology in a way that it benefits you, it works for you, instead of controlling it. So here's the exercise. The first thing we're going to do is write down what you want your beliefs or your values to be, right? You're going to write down, what are your beliefs or values? And give me several categories here. What are your beliefs about religion. Start heavy, right? What are your beliefs about politics? What about social or moral issues? What are your beliefs about how you should treat others? What about food and nutrition? Or health and well-being? Or anything and everything else? Just write down all the beliefs. What do you think is right? What is wrong? What is right for you? And some of this could get kind of heavy, especially the politics stuff. That's okay. Just write down what you think is right and what you think is wrong. Now, your list is going to start to get pretty overwhelmingly long, but just keep going. Kind of stream of consciousness stuff. Even if it takes weeks to get your list together, it's worth it. Just write it all down. Next, I want you to ask yourself why you want these particular beliefs. Is it because other people, like parents or friends, have suggested that these are what your beliefs should be? And that suggestion might have been overtly suggesting it, or they might have just through their behavior suggested that these are what your beliefs should be. Is it because of your experiences? Is that why you believe this? Do you believe these things to avoid negative consequences? If so, what kind of consequences are you trying to avoid? Be honest about what you truly believe at this moment and why you believe it. Examine whether you think those beliefs need to change, or do they need to be re-explored or updated in some way. Now is a good time to update that. When you have your list, understand why you believe each item, and when you've made those updates that you need, then it's time to aggregate them to the level of principles. And this is how you turn stage 4, 5, 6 into a joy. Principles are not issue specific. Principles are meta beliefs. They are the reason behind several beliefs. So for example, your beliefs might include that credit cards are evil and car loans are a bad idea and payment plans are also a bad idea. The principle behind all of these is that debt in any form is a bad idea. Or you might say that the principle is that debt is slavery and you don't want to be a slave. Well, there's really two principles right there. One of them is debt is slavery, and the other one is I will not be a slave. The principle of I will not be a slave might have spawned many other beliefs in your ideology all by itself. Principles here are the root of your beliefs. So that's what I want you to do. Take all those beliefs and start aggregating them to a list of principles that are the root of them. Right? Take it up a level. And then kind of look at your list of principles. Are there underlying principles that are common to your beliefs? And what principles are kind of the overarching guides? Could you use principles for your ideology instead of specific rules? Because if you can get to the level of principles instead of really specific rules, you can make a much more consistent ideology. So using principles gives you a more general framework for making decisions, as well as a shorter list of items in your ideology. Dozens of beliefs and rules might boil down to just a small number of principles. Principles also play another really great role. They highlight our inconsistencies and our hypocrisies. So, are some of your beliefs in contradiction to some of your principles? This is a really eye-opening exercise. List your beliefs in one column and your principles in another column. Do you have any principles that are in conflict with the beliefs? Do you have any principles that are in conflict with each other? Do you have any beliefs that are in conflict? How can you update your principles and your beliefs to eliminate the contradictions and the inconsistencies? Because there is no one-size-fits-all ideology. There's no one right ideology that's perfect for everybody. But at least you could be consistent, right? At least your own ideology should not have contradictions or inconsistencies. So the last thing I want you to do is put your principles in priority order. Are some more important than others? And at the end of all these exercises, you should have a comprehensive list of your principles in priority order that you can use to make better decisions. Whether you're making decisions at your job or in the voting booth or choosing what to eat or anything else, I don't care. They will guide you because you need an ideology to guide you. And if it could be consistent and based on principles, that will be so much more useful and enjoyable for you. So understand that your beliefs and your ideology will evolve with you. They're gonna change over time, and this is natural and it's a good thing. So be ready to evolve your ideology as you learn and as you experience new things and new perspectives. Now, I'm not saying that you're necessarily gonna evolve in a certain direction. That doesn't actually happen. People evolve, and it's not like people move from the left to the right or the right to the left as they get older. Some people may claim there's some patterns there, but it's really all over the place. The only thing that is true is that you will change. Your beliefs will change. Your ideology will change. Your principles will evolve as you evolve. And that doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you're human. So you'll have an ideology that works for you for now, and understand it will evolve, and that evolution is natural, normal, and expected. So periodically, you're going to update your ideology. You're going to update your principles every now and again at whatever frequency is right for you, and keep them updated. So recognize that they're going to change, which is a really good reason not to throw them in anybody's face, because 20 years from now, you might feel differently. All right. So it can be a complicated exercise the first time you do it. So send me your questions. Click the link down below in the show notes. Send me your questions about this process or about anything else. And let me know how I can help you make this happen. If you haven't checked out the book and album yet, because I haven't beat it into you enough yet, go check it out right now. That's also in the show notes. You can click that link and follow through. So thanks for joining me today. It's quite a lot of homework as usual, but you should be used to that by now. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.